Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line.
Yes, I have a roundup for Ashley Heathcote.
Okay. Hi.
Phone number?
Yes.
256-366-2238.
2238. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashley, are you on the line?
I am.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing all right. How are you, sir?
Good. So my name is Randy Reese, and we are on a recorded line, and I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hang on one second. Just got to queue it up here, and we'll get going here in a second.
Okay,
so you would like to participate.
This doesn't take too long, does it, right?
No, it depends on how much of the information you know, but I would tell you this. It's worth the few minutes that you're going to spend with me. They have started settling these claims, and you can Google it yourself. They've started paying. Okay, so you don't have to.
No, I believe you. I was just wondering.
Okay, so that's fine. I'll get through it as quickly as I can for you. But I don't want to rush you if you have a question there, my friend. Okay?
I understand that completely.
Okay, so again, I'm going to start just a little bit back. My name is Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups there. And you're Ashley Heathcote, is that correct? It makes you remember. Are you Ashley Heathcote?
That is me, yes, sir. You ever heard The Boy Named Sue, that song? That's my theme song by Johnny Cash.
I know Johnny Cash, okay. And you are at 256-366-2238, is that correct?
That's correct. That's my current number as we speak.
All right. If I should become disconnected for any reason, sometimes it happens on these transfer calls, I will immediately call you back. I have a 949 area code. That would be from my desk. Okay. Now, just a couple.
Good that you told me that, because I get a bunch of spam calls all day, every day.
Well, you know what? As long as we're not in too much of a hurry, let's do this. 256-366-2238. What I'm going to send you right now, I'm sending you a text message, and it's me.
Okay.
And then you'll have it. So if anything should come up, you'll know how to get a hold of me. All right.
I appreciate that.
No worries, sir. Here it comes. I know I sound like a spring chicken, but I'm actually in my 60s, brother. Okay.
No, you sound good. I hope I sound that like that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm only 41.
Oh, well.
I got your text.
Okay, good job. Now, here's those housekeeping questions. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I haven't, no.
Okay, and then I do need to ask the same question, but in a little different manner, and then we'll be done with that. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation and advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly there, Ashley, have you not signed any documents with any other law firm? Is that correct? Yes, you're willing to affirm you've not signed any documents.
I have not signed no documents. You're correct.
Thank you, brother. Okay. Now, was it you that was exposed and got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's after you? Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you happen to know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Like B.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like B lymphatic lymphoma.
B cell.
Okay. That's what I meant. That's the most common one with this roundup.
Oh.
Now, had you had any, there's about 50 different subtypes, to be honest with you. But that one that you just told me, that B type is probably the most common, though.
It got my throat bad.
I'm sorry, brother. I really am. Is that the only non-Hodgkin's diagnosis you got, is just that one we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Good job. Now, you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. What year were you diagnosed? Or do you know the day you were diagnosed?
I don't know the day that I was diagnosed in, 2022, I think it was the 15th of October, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. And I was just looking for your best approximation. So that works for me. So I'm going to put that in there. 10/15 of 2022. Okay. Now,
the reason I remember is because my brother's birthday is the 24th, and I remember missing it.
You know what's funny about that, Ashley, is that's how a lot of times if somebody's having trouble remembering, I'll start asking questions like that. Well, hey, when was it your kid's birthday? Or, hey, when was, you know what I'm saying? It's because it'll bring things back to you. So good job, brother. Now, where did you spray that Roundup at? Was it home, work, or both?
It was both. Okay. I was doing a lot of landscaping at that time and then working for myself and then also at home. I mean, anybody that's used Roundup will know. That stuff it killed grass. I mean, it would kill it.
I've used it, and I do know that. All right. So give me one of your home addresses that you used Roundup at.
Okay. 86 Behringer Way.
Behringer or Derringer?
Behringer Way. That was my first house.
Okay. And what city is that in?
Killen, Alabama, 35645.
You're in Alabama?
I am.
Roll Tide. Well, don't kill me.
Yes, sir. Oh, Roll Tide, sir.
I didn't know. I'll be honest, though. My cousin played for the Tigers, but I still like
him. Oh.
Okay. But that was years ago, but probably before you were born. And is that still where you live?
No, sir. I live on 519.
Hold that off, because I'll ask that one later. You give me any one of the, I know you were in landscaping, so you probably don't remember. Do you remember any of the work addresses where you might've used it?
No, I just did it around the neighborhood and around Killen. I did it at the house I'm living in at the moment too. But that's the funny thing. She was my bus driver at the time too. You know, like when I was going to school, she was my bus driver. I ended up buying her house.
That is, what's that address?
This one is 519 J.C. Malden Highway, Killen, Alabama, 35645. And then the other address would be 915 Schoolhouse Lane.
What city?
Killen, Alabama.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Killen. K-I-L-L-E-N.
Oh, I got that. How far away from Troy is that?
It's about 6 hours.
Oh, okay. That's a long ways. Are you south or north of Montgomery?
I'm up north. I'm up close to Huntsville.
Oh, okay. I know where you're at now. You know, my aunt's from Mobile. My aunt's from Montgomery. My mom lived in Troy.
Okay.
So I've been there. Now, on that same note, if you got any colleagues, neighbors, or anybody else that wants to talk to me about Roundup, please give them my phone number, okay?
Now, I will. Yeah, my half-brother, step-brother, he dealt with it too, so give him your phone number. For sure.
Please do so, sir. I appreciate that. All right, let me put that zip in there. Now, I know I'm taking some time. I'm sorry about that. What was your, were you between
you're
eight? Were you between 18 and 79 when you got diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you don't have to have it on this phone call, but maybe at the house or somewhere, do you have a birth certificate somewhere?
I do.
Okay, cool. And then how many years do you think you sprayed Roundup?
Shoot, man, I've been probably 10.
And throughout that 10 years, did you spray it for more than 10 days? And I don't mean in a row, just total, more than 10 days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
And I'm going to go down a list of illnesses real quick. Just give me a yes or no. Okay. HIV, AIDS.
Okay. No.
Organ transplant.
No.
Hepatitis B.
No.
Autoimmune disease.
No.
Hepatitis C.
No.
Epstein-Barr.
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
No.
Diabetes mellitus.
No.
And have you had any chemotherapy other than anything for this diagnosis we're talking about?
No.
And any family history of cancer that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, and then the diagnosis we're talking about today is NHL. Please spell your first name for me, Ashley.
is A-S-H-L-E-Y.
And then please spell your last name for me.
H-E-A-T-H-C-O-A-T.
Got it. Is there any suffix, junior, senior, anything like that?
No, sir.
Please confirm your gender for me.
It's male.
Are you married?
I'm just divorced, man. I'm going through it as we speak.
I don't know if I should say congratulations or sorry. I'll leave it alone. How's that?
It's been a rough one.
I'm spreading
my wings.
Good for you. Well, you're still young, man. What's your social?
420-156459.
And what's your date of birth?
It'll be February 28th. Of 1983.
I gotta ask, is it really the 20? Is it really the 28th or was it the 29th? But your leap year
by 1 minute.
I love it, dude. I love it. Okay, so 2/28/1983. You probably get asked that once in a while, don't you?
All the time, yes, I do.
Okay, good.
I told my mom, I said you should have just left it that way. I'd been like 4 year old.
That's right, exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no right or wrong answer to this question, Ashley. How did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? And this could be an ad. It could be social media. It could be TV.
It was actually the internet.
Okay.
Just and Facebook and just
social media.
That.
We do a lot on there, honestly.
Yeah.
And it works. That's where
it's wild
people...
how we lived without it before.
I don't know how we did. Okay. And when do you think you first saw that? Was it last year, a year ago? There's no right or wrong answer.
It's probably been about a year or so.
Okay.
I've seen it online.
We'll just put a year. All right. Then how tall are you?
I'm 5'9". It depends on if you want me to extend my prosthetic or not.
Okay.
I'm 5'9".
And what's your
I have a prosthetic leg.
Oh, do you really? I'm 5'9". Okay. What's your weight?
Yeah. 155.
You got me by about 9 pounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Could almost be brothers.
Yeah. But come down and see me sometime. We'll go hang out.
There you go. What's your best email, Ashley?
The best email, I've been getting a lot of spam calls, so I changed it. It'd be my last name. And then you'll add 211-17, and then it's at gmail.com.
Okay,
so
that's
211-17.
Cool. I think I got it. Hold on.
Son's birthday.
Oh, that's cool. I shouldn't say that. I do use my son's birthday a lot. So I have Heathcote, Heathcoat, 211, there's 317 at gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay.
Correct.
And this phone number we're on, 256-366-2238, correct?
Correct.
And this is a cell phone, correct?
Correct.
And do you prefer phones, text, or email?
Text.
Okay. And what's the best time of day to get a hold of you?
Anytime, pretty much.
Okay. I just usually put afternoon when somebody tells me that. Now,
that'd be great.
Put your thinking cap on a little bit. How many times a month do you think you spray Roundup?
Shoot, at least a month. I'd probably say
you could tell me a year.
10.
You could say a year.
I mean, a year. I don't know, man. I did it at least 2 to 3 times every 2 weeks.
Okay, so 6 times a month. Did you spray all year long in Alabama, or do you take the winter off a couple months?
I did.
Maybe. Oh, you did. Okay, so 12
no,
times 6.
Most of the time. Yeah.
That's 72 times a year. That's not high, dude. I've got way higher than that. So 72 times
okay.
a year. All right. Now, you use Roundup. Right. We'll get to that. You'll see. It'll make sense here. Give me a sec here. Did you use Roundup for at least a full year?
Oh, yes.
And approximately when do you think you started using Roundup? And I can help you with that from some of the answers you've already given me.
I'd say probably 2012, 2013, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, so, I probably used it a lot more before then, but that's, you know, that's when I really got into, like, the landscaping is in 2012 and 2013.
Okay, so I'll put 2012. All right, cool. Now, we really are getting there. We're almost done. Just hopefully you'll know the rest of these. When do you think you stopped using Roundup? Would that have been around the time that you got diagnosed?
I stopped using it probably around the 2021, because that's when me and my wife started having problems, and I started having to watch her.
Okay.
Sorry to say that, but that's how I remember.
I'm sorry, dude. That's all right. Okay. So we'll put June of 2021. Is that, what month do you think? Is June okay?
Yeah, I'd say August probably.
Okay, I'll fix it.
Yeah, June's fine.
Well, I just picked that because it's like the end of spring, beginning of summer. You know what I mean?
It is, yeah, and that's why I said that. Yeah, June's fine because that's, I mean, I'd always try to wrap most of my clients up, you know, with the summertime and all that.
Right, because it gets so hot and sticky down there.
I know, bad.
Now, how did you apply it? Did you use a hand sprayer? How'd you do it? Backpack, how'd you do it?
No, backpack sprayer.
Backpack, yep. That's what all you guys in the landscape business use.
Yes,
I see that.
On the four-wheeler.
Well, that would be a big lot. Now, did you ever use protective gear? And if you didn't, it's okay to say no.
I did use protective gear, though. I tried to always use it.
What did
Sometimes
you use?
Sometimes you might pull it down or something, the mask. And, you know, I always tried to wear long sleeves.
How about gloves?
Yeah, of course. I had to wear gloves.
Okay.
Stuff stunk bad.
I know it is nasty. And was this mostly residential?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And you used it in Alabama, and
yes, sir.
So it was residential, and you were exposed directly through yard work, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, through yard work. And so directly, and of course, you personally sprayed Roundup?
I did, yes, sir.
And then the question is, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? So from those numbers you gave me, that would be always?
Always.
Okay. Now,
the stuff wasn't cheap.
I know that, dude. I know that. Here's where it's going to make sense to you when you told me about the 72. So what we do here is I'm going to ask you how many exposures you think you've had in your lifetime. So here's your chance. You got 72 times 10 years. That's 720 exposures. You think that's reasonable? You think that's low? What do you think?
That's probably low.
Then what number would you like me to put here?
I just put 850 or so or something like that. I mean,
that's
because
fine. That's
I
fine.
Used, even when I didn't have it in the backpack sprayer, I had it in a small bottle, you know, and to hit places that I'd miss, I'd, you know, carry one around with me.
No, I got you. And your job was landscaper, right?
Yes.
And you owned your own business.
Yep, constructing. It's what I called it, H&H.
I like that too, H&H. Okay.
Yes, sir.
But this was, again, it was residential.
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay, cool. I'm just making some notes for these guys. I want to be able to, so they can distinguish the difference.
Okay.
Chill. Sorry about that. Landscaping. Okay. Directly through yard work. Do you have a well? Do you live near a well? Water well?
No, I don't.
So you don't get your water from a well, correct?
No, sir.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides to your knowledge?
No, sir.
And how about Agent Orange? I know you're not old enough. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, sir.
And how about benzene? Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No, sir.
And then when you used the Roundup, did you mix it yourself or did you buy premix?
It's already premixed.
Okay.
Clear liquids.
And typically when you bought it, not necessarily every time, but where'd you go? Like Home Depot, H&B, where'd you go? Walmart?
Is Home Depot or Lowe's? Yeah. Them two places where I had a business account at Lowe's.
Okay.
And I had a card at Home Depot.
So if necessary, they might be able to pull those credit card receipts, but you probably don't have them.
Possibly. I mean, yeah. But it's been years. I don't have them.
I know. I'm going to put credit card receipts with stores. Credit card receipts account is what I'll put. So if they're there.
Go on camera and look at me buying it.
So at the moment, you don't have any receipts in your possession, correct?
No, sir, I don't.
That's all right. Nobody does. Actually, once in a great while, someone will say I do. Okay, but most of the time. Because you don't think of saving them from that long ago, man.
No, I mean, you don't.
The IRS only wants you to keep stuff for 3 years, you know?
That's right.
So
and half the time you have a hard time even coming up with that.
I know it. Do you have any Roundup in your possession right now?
I don't.
Good. You ever smoked cigarettes?
Unfortunately, I have tried it.
How many years do you think you smoked?
No years.
Oh, okay. So then, no, you haven't really smoked, right? You just tried it?
Well, I mean, I did it for about 2 weeks, and I just quit. I didn't want it. No, nothing to do with it.
Good for you.
It made me stink.
No, it is really stinky. Okay. All right. Are you currently employed?
At the moment, I'm not.
That's all right.
I work for myself. I mean, self-employed.
No, I get that. That's fine. Have you lost any time from work that you want to talk about here? But because you were self-employed, you wouldn't have been able to claim disability or anything for that. So,
I didn't claim it.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, sir.
We're of that age. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim? We just talked about that. Probably not, but you tell me.
I have filed for disability when I lost my leg.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that. Was that on the job or just private or disability?
I was riding a motorcycle and it come down on top of my leg and it drug it off.
Oh, dude.
A woman run me off the road.
That's the one thing. I rode a bike for years, but it's too much traffic nowadays. You just always will lose, as you know.
I know it.
Yeah, that's too bad. All right.
I know it.
Okay. I'm just typing. You sound good. You're over it.
Yeah, I'm over it. It's been over 20 years now.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
I did actually have to, yes, sir. When I lost my leg, I was laid up for about 8 months.
And it was discharged, correct?
Yes.
What year was that?
2006, maybe.
Okay. And was that in Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any details, or just too old? I mean, on that claim, it was due to injury. You just said that you were off due to injury from your leg.
Yeah, I was off. Right, it was from my leg.
Okay. Now, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Actually, I did, but it got thrown out. Somebody tried. They thought it was me, but it wasn't me.
Okay, that's not your finding. Who's your diagnosing physician? Who's the doctor that gave you? And I'll find him if you give me his name.
Miss She.
Spell that.
Dr. Lauren Sheen. It's S-H-E-A. The UAB.
UAB. University of Alabama.
Mm-hmm. UAB.
There she is. Okay. Let me go back. I'm going to find a different page that gives me a little bit more. And she is an oncologist, too. Okay. She's also a professor. She's got good reviews. You got a good doctor. Okay.
Yes,
did you see her in Birmingham by chance?
I did, UAB.
Okay. And they're both in the same location. He's just got, I got to figure out which one here, but I got the info I need, so bear with me. Got her name. It's a lot of copying and pasting right here, so hang in there, okay?
I bet.
Yeah, at least you don't have to rack your brain for the moment.
And you start. Thank God. Well, see, this is the first, November 1st starts with that, where they start the healthcare mess, and that's why my phone's been blowing up. I mean, as we've spoken, I've got 26 missed calls.
You know what? Somehow, I'm getting them in the mail. Somehow, I had the good sense not to put my phone number out there. It wasn't intentional. It truly wasn't, okay? I didn't know better.
Man.
But I'm getting the same amount of letters that you're getting those phone calls. And just from what I've researched,
that's those every day.
Yeah, stay away from Humana, from what I hear. But I don't know.
United Healthcare is actually good, but it's really good. Healthcare is.
Somebody was telling me about United. I'm actually going to be looking at that one. But Humana, when you go onto the website, right out of the Social Security, warns you that there's a lot of complaints about those guys.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I can't complain about United Healthcare. I promise you. And I, you know, with me, with my leg the way it is, which you couldn't tell it if you've seen me.
That's good to know, dude.
You'd argue that I had a prosthetic because I don't let it get me down. My dad is paralyzed from the waist down, so he raised me. And if he can get up every day, put his pants on, I'm not going to cry about mine.
man, see, I told you you had a good outlook on this. So how has this lymphoma impacted your life? I mean, you're obviously you can't do the yard work anymore.
It's made me fatigued, you know, to where I don't have no energy, and I still – sometimes I catch myself throwing up sometimes, and it keeps my stomach tore up.
And so you got anxiety.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I take Klonopin like crazy.
Sorry, man. Sorry you have to go through that.
Oh, it's all right.
You said you even throw up sometimes?
Yeah.
Nauseous.
That's what it is. It's stomach, weak stomach.
Yeah, I really am sorry to hear that. They still sell it too, but supposedly they've changed the formula.
That's what I was told, yeah. I don't want to get close to it.
Okay. All right. I don't blame you at all on that one. Okay.
No.
Okay. And now you don't have to have these in your possession, but do you know, do medical records exist that show the cancer that you have?
Yes, I do have some. I don't know where they are with the divorce. Everything is scattered.
Okay. But you know they exist.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I got some more copy
and
there's
all kinds of them. There's probably a book full with my leg away and all that. And then that.
Yeah. If you happen to run across them.
Send them to you, I will.
No. Just keep them together until they ask.
Okay.
I'm doing some copying and pasting. Now, so your diagnosis date was October 15th of 2022. Did they start treatment of you right away?
It was that week, yes.
Okay. And that was at University of Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was that week. Okay, so we'll put 10. How about we just put the 20th? That's 5 days. I'm sure that's close enough. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you also went to Lauren Shea. We know that. Let me go back up here and copy that information from the Oncology Center. She's got all of her stuff right there. It makes it really easy for both of us. Okay.
Yes.
So you got treated at the hospital on the 20th. Then what happened after that? Meaning, did you go back for when was your next treatment?
I still go to the doctor. I go every month.
When was the last time you went? Last month?
Last month would be the 14th of last month. I go for my leg and everything else. They do blood work, just make sure everything's good still.
Okay. And this Lauren Shea, she is, she's also an oncologist. Do you know that, right?
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that means she's certified to
treat. But I get seen in medicine. Uh-huh.
Where do you get seen? Where do you get seen?
And I get seen right now at Horizon Medicals in Madison, Alabama.
Okay.
And there's a treatment place in downtown Florence that was treating me as well. Anything? Got gastro place? Can't think of it now.
Okay, hold on. I don't need them all, but I guess they'll be out in your records. Florence, Alabama. God, I haven't heard that one in ages. Oh, there it is, Horizon. Okay. Okay, you go there for your leg, don't you?
That and the anxiety and everything.
Okay.
I mean, they treat me for everything.
Okay, good. Let me go back to pull Dr. Lauren's info, because she's the oncologist. And that's the facility. You could grab that if you need to.
No, it's all right. Okay. It's my son. I just pulled up.
Okay, we're getting there. We're almost done. And like I said, it's worth it for you to stick a few minutes on this, because they really have started settling it, and you might as well just knock it out. I mean, seriously.
That's what I was going to do. I've been putting it off.
Well, I can see that, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah. I just don't like confrontation, really.
Well, that's why you hire someone else, in all honesty. But as far as what goes, the claim is real. These guys, like I say, they've already admitted guilt. So, and you got sick from it. Why should, I mean, think of the fatigue. Think of the financial. Think about the physical. Think about all of it.
Right.
All right. So I got all that. Now, we're really getting close. Now, the treatment that you got chemotherapy and immunotherapy, correct? Did you get radiation also?
Correct. I did get radiation, yes, sir.
Okay. And now, what is your current address?
It's 519 J.C. Malden Highway, Killen, Alabama, 35645.
I know you told me that, but it was easier to just ask again.
No, you're good.
Now, I need an emergency contact. This is in case we can't get a hold of you. The only time we'd reach out to your emergency contact is if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. So what I need is a name, mm-hmm. just a first name, a phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe.
It would be probably my half-brother, Joseph Cruz.
Joseph Cruz. Okay. And what's his phone number?
It's 256-247-8912.
Thank you. Okay. Now, and he's your brother.
And you might want to give him a call.
Actually, I'm not allowed to. You have to tell him to call me.
Oh,
okay.
All right, I'll do that.
Now, listen, here's because we're not ambulance chasing type firm. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
Right. We don't go in the phone book and just start calling people. All right.
Yeah.
Now, Ashley, you actually are all done, but there is a little blank section. If you have any question or any notes you'd like me to put in here, you do have some blank space, but you have met the criteria, and I do have a firm that's willing to accept your case.
Okay,
so let me just look over.
That's all I needed, sir.
Okay, hang on a second. It looks like I might have missed something. Let's go back. Let's see.
Hold on, Weston.
Yeah, something's red. I'm just scrolling through to figure it out which one it is.
Where are you going? That's fine.
Okay, thank
you.
Well,
I can take you.
Now, Ashley?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
I have.
Okay, then you truly are like less than 2 minutes away here.
All right.
It takes a little longer if you've never done it, but I send it to myself as a draft first to make sure I've got it correct. I look it over. I'm going to send it to you via text and email. The easiest is probably to do text. And here it comes. Hang on. Still spinning.
All right.
Still spinning. There you go. Now, you should have got it. You got a text message from me, right?
Okay. Let me check. Let's see.
And you can put me on speaker if you need to.
That's fine. Let's see. I have a earbud in my ear.
Oh, good.
Let's see.
And just open up that text. If you've done
DocuSign, I got it. It's
just
got,
follow through. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you do your thing, and I'll be quiet.
Sounds good. Listen, hold on, son, okay? Should be sent. You're done.
There it goes. I got it. Cool. Okay, I just sent you one more text message. I didn't want to screw up your thing. So, and thank you. I got your document back. And that's your lawyer. It's Pulaski. Also, I abbreviate their first name as AD4. That's their phone number. But they're going to reach out to you within generally about 48 hours. But I would say if you don't hear from them, I'm off Friday and Monday. I'm actually taking my wife out for her birthday. What I would tell you, though, is if you don't hear from them by, like, Tuesday, give me a text message or something. Give me a call. Now, my compliance team will look over your document here. If I made any mistakes, I will be calling you back, like, soon or even tomorrow. But but it so far looks good. I've got your document back. Do you have any additional questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you think of anything, that number that I sent you for me, Randy Reese, I do receive text messages as well as you can call me or whatever you want. And have your brother call me. And you can tell him what – you can kind of give him a preview of what I'll be asking.
I will.
Perfect. All right. I appreciate it. And listen, man, you're in, so watch for that call from the attorneys, okay?
I appreciate your help.
Okay, you too, man. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to meet you. One day we'll meet each other and shake hands. How's that? All right. Take care, brother.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye now.